This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, welcome back. Hi, I am hotter than hell. And I'm not drinking beer. I'm using these to cool me off. These are ice cold. And I'm not trying to do a commercial for Bud Light by any means. But these have been out of a refrigerator for 2 weeks. And they're still ice cold. And if you guys are hot, and I am hotter than hot, I would say use these things. These are just so nice and cool. I don't know where you guys live, but I live in Southern Nevada. And it is almost, what, 117, 113, it doesn't matter. What's over 100? And don't be giving me this dry heat stuff. Well, it's dry heat. Yes, I get that there are merits to a dry heat from humidity, but it's still hotter than hot. When you get in your car and you bring your butt and you can't wear shorts, and then you can't touch the seat belt, and then you're trying to touch the radio, and then you put your phone on the dash or in this little cove in the dash, and then all of a sudden it shuts down for 2 hours because it overheats, and all you did was stick it in there for about a minute or two. It's hot. But this is where I'm kind of getting a little antsy. All right, we had the toilet paper shortage, right? This year, toilet paper shortage, then we had water bottle shortage, then we had the meat shortage. If you thought I was going to lose my mind, that it was almost then. I was like, please don't be affecting the meat supply. I need to eat meat. Well, you can only buy one thing of meat. It worked. We made it last. You know, a trick we used to do growing up when you're poor is like throwing cornflakes in it or something like that to kind of beef up, you know, make it look like a bigger meatloaf than it is. We made it work. But there was the meat shortage. Then we had some other shortage, and then, yeah, probably common sense for a while there. Then we had the coin shortage. Coin shortage is such a hard word to say on air. Coin shortage. Your mouth doesn't go back to where the way it needs to be. People are still asking, why did we have a coin shortage? Well, because a lot of people were already going to credit card. A lot of people were already going to, like, auto pay on their phone and doing, like, the flash thing, you know, like you saw the NFL players do where they just show their phone and it, you know. So less people were asking for change. Then you had all these businesses close. And then once businesses started to reopen, many of them didn't have enough change for the supply, hence a change shortage. All right. And then now we have a energy shortage. So in California, they've been doing rolling blackouts. They started to, and then I think they stopped with an executive order. And at first I thought the rolling blackouts had to do because of the fires. You know how you couldn't cut down the trees because you wanted to save the trees, so you had to have the power lines close to the trees, and then fires started. Remember, we had that huge, horrible fire a couple years ago in California. So a lot of times when you have high wildfire risk, they'll lower energy. They'll cut the power. Do rolling blackouts. Well, in Nevada, we don't really have trees. Okay, we got some cacti, we got some lizards, maybe some rattlesnake, got some maybe barrel cacti, some yucca, you know, plants, whatever, ocotillos, some choyas, but we don't really have a lot of trees. We were told by our energy supplier, Nevada Energy, that we need to try to conserve energy for the energy shortage. And then people just lost their mind. I mean, we are talking pooping on themselves. So things that were recommended were, if you don't need to have the lights on, shut the lights off, which I agree. All right. To turn off pool pumps. If you have an electric car, to not charge it between 2 and 9 p.m. Now, that scares me. This is why I don't have an electric car, because I've seen The Walking Dead. And you need to have gas and be able to drive away from the zombies. If there's no power, how are you driving? So I'm really scared of electric cars still. I'm not ready for that yet. It was a hybrid. Those are expensive. If you make the hybrid cheaper, I'll consider it. But not going to work. Then they want you to pre-cool your home prior to 2 p.m. which as soon as the kids come home or go outside to the gym or whatever, or the dog opens up the doggy door, all the hot air comes in. They also recommend to close your window coverings and keep your refrigerator and freezer closed. Okay? I got two boys who are homeschooling right now, right? Distance learning. Or virtual learning. Okay, that refrigerator is open up like every five minutes. So if we actually had a blackout, I don't know how the hell we would even function. And so I thought I should just spend a couple seconds talking about what you guys could do to keep cool. Because if they're talking about energy shortages, and already in California, you know, we've seen it before where they've just done rolling blackouts where they will cut your power. We have people that have the ability to cut our power. We have people that have the ability to not let us work, to prevent us from working. You know, you're essential and you're not essential. You know, we have all these arbitrary now declarations and choices and discriminations being done. So what happens if here you are in the middle of a heat wave and somebody decides, you know what, we're going to cut the power. We have a shortage of power. Now, why do we have a shortage of power? Because we're having a heat wave. We've always had a heat wave, but for some reason it's hotter. It's 2020, of course. Of course, if it's going to be hotter, there's going to be any records that break, it's going to be 2020. So there's a few things you could do. Okay, one is you need to stock up on frozen ice stuff and have like an extra freezer. Because when power goes out, it is really, really nice to, one, have that as food, but two, those things can keep you cool. You don't want your main refrigerator to have to be touched, but at least you could use some of the things in your freezer. Plus, you could make some do-it-yourself sort of air conditioners. If you have a fan and you have anything that's ice cold, you could kind of make your own air conditioner. We'll kind of talk about that another time. There's a lot of little tricks you could do to do it yourself. But the thing is you kind of need ice. You need something frozen. Aluminum. I got to tell you, this has been room temperature for I don't know how long, and it is colder than cold. I mean, you could just stick these in your bra, and you could stay cool. I have, like, tons of these, and then I could even drink them if I have to. So I would say buy aluminum-type stuff that you could use. You could just stick it under your arm. You want to, like, if you try to keep cool, stick things under your arm or in your groin area. I'm not going to do that on air, but keeps you cool. And then there's a lot of material out there that is, like, really, really soft, like this. I'm wearing something that's like not really cottony, but you also don't want anything that's kind of sticky. You could, you know, run around the house half naked if you don't have other people in the house. I guess that works. But if you guys have any cracks in your house, seal them. If you can add extra trees or shade in your house, you want to do that. If you can add awnings, but if they could tell us to not go to work and close down our stores, then they could very easily say, guys, we're cutting power. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Okay, so Joe Biden has been nominated for president by the Democratic National Convention. And that wasn't really a big shock there, of course. What was a little bit of a shock was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know if you saw her one-minute speech. I was watching hockey because it was, we were in round one, and Golden Knights were playing the Blackhawks, and they had to kind of crush them in order to move on to round two, which it was close. Well, actually, it went out. The game went out. So then we had to try to find it. By the time we found it, we were behind, 2-1. We're like, what the hell? But then it worked out, so we're pretty happy. But during all that time, during all the drama with hockey, the Democrats formally nominated Joe Biden Jr. for presidency. And this, they couldn't assemble in Milwaukee, and they had to do the whole virtual thing, and they had to have either pre-recorded or live videos. But Ocasio-Cortez, who a lot of people like, I guess, you know, she's one of these, I don't know if she's millennial or Generation Z. I think she's millennial still, a young millennial. She has a huge following, and apparently she has a very similar following as Bernie Sanders. So she basically makes her about a minute, minute and a half speech. From what I understand, many politicians were upset that the Latinos were not as represented as others in the Democratic National Convention in terms of time allowed. And so we heard that that kind of, you know, brushed some people wrong. But Ocasio-Cortez says at the end of her video, you know, she was talking about Espíritu del Pueblo and out of a love for people. She goes, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for president of the United States. So you're like, wait a second. Okay, I thought she was, you know, on board with the whole Joe Biden thing, or I, you know. And some people thought this was a brilliant move on her part because it showed that she is anti-establishment. She is, you know, going to kind of do things her way. She's going to make headlines. If they only give her a minute and a half, might as well, you know, make a splash. You know, whether she endorsed Biden or not, did it really matter in terms of votes? He was going to get nominated anyway, so why not stand out? Other people think, you know, is this just kind of, you know, shooting her in the foot, that she's kind of always rogue? Well, apparently NBC, and now she are having it, all right? Apparently NBC had done a tweet and had basically said that in one of the shortest speeches of the DNC, Representative Ocasio-Cortez did not endorse Joe Biden and said, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States. Well, apparently this caused a whole big stir. People were upset. See, I didn't hear about it. I just heard about it because of news. I didn't really see it on Twitter. So apparently they deleted the tweet. This is NBC News. Then the editor added a little appendage saying this tweet should have included more detail on the nominating process. But Ocasio-Cortez has been dissatisfied, and she has now been tweeting like crazy, saying you waited several hours to correct your obviously and blatantly misleading tweet. It sparked an enormous amount of hatred and vitriol, and now the misinfo you created is circulating on other networks, all to generate hate clicks from a pre-recorded routine procedural motion. So she wants NBC to now fix the incredible amount of damage and misinformation. She said the 1:15 a.m. tweet to slip under the radar isn't blowing up. It's totally false and divisive narrative across networks, isn't it? And so NBC News has not released further comment. But I bring this up, okay, because one thing I notice, whether it's with the far right or the far left, is there's not a lot of unity. And I get that. That's kind of the beauty of politics. You know, you don't want, you know, it all about the R and the D. You want there to be a mixture, you know, of discussions and an array of opinions. And, you know, you want to, you know, feel like there's going to be, you know, some sort of a discussion or a debate, etc. That's, you know, what makes our country so great. But when you start to see liberal entities fight against each other, it just shows that our, you know, bond, or our, shall we say, you know, sisterhood or brotherhood is very superficial. I mean, you know, we brought this up with some of the, you know, women's issues. You know, there's a lot of women out there that have made it, right, to, you know, certain, through certain obstacles, and then they sometimes be some of the worst obstacles and challenges for other women. And yet, you know, in 24 hours later, they're calling for sisterhood. And I'm like, really? You know, and you know, same thing with, you know, if NBC or Ocasio-Cortez or whoever is like, well, we need to unite the country, we need to fix the country, we need to whatever, and then here they are going back and forth. Now, I mean, I could be, you know, wrong. I mean, I'm looking at the original tweet where basically it said that Ocasio-Cortez had not endorsed Biden for president. I'm not sitting here, you know, defending NBC News, but Ocasio-Cortez endorsed Sanders, and they explained that. So they said in one of the shortest speeches of the DNC, Representative Ocasio-Cortez did not endorse Joe Biden. So but she highlighted the fact that that's how media does things. Rather than it being a less intriguing headline of, you know, Ocasio-Cortez still maintains support for Bernie Sanders, it was she did not endorse Joe Biden. And that's how things happen in the media. You know, you take a fact and you slant it or you angle it or you word it a certain way, you know? And you know, I try to be very, very careful because I don't like to sensationalize headlines or things like that. But then again, most of my medical headlines are kind of boring, you know? Famotidine has shown, you know, efficacy in fighting COVID-19. You know, and you're like, okay, well, that kind of sounds boring. But I'm like, you know, common stomach acid medication still used on the front lines for COVID. That's true. But it sounds so much sexier. But what's happening now with the Democrats is they've shown a huge array of very, very huge headliners. You had, you know, Bill Clinton, you had Michelle Obama, you had some Republicans that switched sides, although I really wouldn't call Kasich, you know, a huge headliner, but still. And so, you know, now they have to basically show that Biden can do the job. I think Donald Trump had said something to the effect of, does Biden even know what's going on? Yes, I think he does know what's going on, but then Joe Biden had to support, you know, his mentation and cognition, etc. You know, Biden is 77. And 77 years old, you know, is older. I mean, we're younger now at 77 than we used to be. I mean, you know, 77 used to be a you know, it would blow you away in terms of life expectancy. But, you know, our life expectancy on average has, but with the exception of the whole opioid crisis, our life expectancy was well into the 80s. And so Joe Biden keeps himself in shape. You know, I think he could last at least 4 years. Now, you see how I got to be careful with that, okay? Because somebody could then turn the headline, say, Dr. Dahlia, think Joe Biden will not make it a second term. I didn't say that. All I said was I think he could very, very well, you know, make it through his first term. Whether he will be asked to, you know, step down has been a big source of, you know, discussion because Kamala Harris has a youthfulness and, you know, her being female and, you know, she's half Jamaican, half Indian. So that's been very attractive to many who want, you know, a more, you know, a non-Caucasian representative, you know, in the White House. So I'm not sure where that's going to go. But, you know, Joe Biden has apparently entered the Senate since 1972, and this has been a career since age 30. Lost his wife, I believe, and daughter, then also lost a son to brain cancer. A lot of debate on his relationship with Jill and if that started, you know, after everything or while she was still married. But he's been somebody that has been in politics and people think, you know, he deserves it. You know, it's his time. Others, including Obama, has, you know, basically voiced that he has concerns. So is this all going to ride on Kamala Harris? Is it going to ride on, you know, a Congress that has, you know, both, you know, kind of rogue, you know, liberal Democrats and not. So it's going to be very, very interesting, but boy, is it anxiety producing. The 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials say efforts to reduce violent crime in cities around the nation is working. Attorney General Bill Barr in Kansas City, Missouri, saying that almost 1,500 arrests have been made as part of Operation Legend.
Operation Legend is the heart of the federal government's response to this upturn in violent crime. Its mission is to save lives, solve crimes, and take violent offenders off the streets before they can claim more victims.
Portland police declared a riot Tuesday night in the city after a fire was set inside a county government building. The rioters broke the windows of the building and used lighter fluid to start the fire. The building set on fire used to be where people would come to get married and get their passports. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is postponing trade talks with China and says he does not want to talk to China right now. Asked at the event in Yuma, Arizona on Tuesday whether the president would pull out of the trade deal with China, the president said he would see. Trade representatives were set to meet with China to discuss the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal that was signed back in January. As a big push for mail-in voting continues, a new poll may shock some folks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
It turns out most Americans would prefer to vote in person this November. A new CNN poll shows 43% of people say they would prefer going to the polls on Election Day as normal, with precautions. 22% would like to drop off their ballot at a polling place ahead of time. Only 34% of the respondents said they would prefer to vote exclusively by mail.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so a lot more to talk about. On the COVID front, one of the medications we talked about a while back was famotidine. Now, famotidine is the generic name for Pepcid. Now, Pepcid has been used in generic form because it's cheaper in the COVID fight, and we've been using it in the hospitals for very severe patients with COVID. Now, early on, when we saw some of the initial studies, I had reminded you guys about when I was in school and training, we had to stop using famotidine in people because it would lower their platelets. And famotidine was kind of a given. for all these patients who were having surgery and was going to be in the hospital for a long time because we were worried about stress ulcers. When you're in the hospital and you're not eating your regular food and you're not, you know, sitting up and walking around and doing your usual thing, plus you're stressed that you're in the hospital and you're away from your dog and you're away from your spouse and you're away from your kids. Although, think about it. If I could be away from the kids and the spouse and the pets for a while, I'd be like, vacation! But still. So we were very, very cognizant of how it would affect the platelets. And the platelets are clotting factors. So early on in the 90s, well, maybe late 90s, okay, because I don't want to date myself too much, I just always had to keep a very, very close eye on people's platelets whenever they would be on famotidine. So there's obviously some sort of thrombocytopenia that could happen with certain dosages or with certain people. So when they said that famotidine seems to be a shining star in the COVID fight, I mean, I don't know if they've explained how an acid, an H2 blocker, something that helps reduce acid in the stomach, helps fight COVID. My first thought was maybe it has to do something with the platelets. And I could be wrong. Okay, sure, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, hospitalists that are like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, just, you know, go back to school. Things have changed since the 90s. I don't think so. I think there's still significant data that shows that famotidine has some sort of a blocking or some sort of a feedback or some sort of a inhibition of platelet activity. And if that is, or platelet production, and if that might be what's preventing high morbidity and mortality with COVID, because remember we talked about blood clots, we talked about how many people just start to develop blood clots, and it's a very, very scary side effect of COVID. I'm wondering if famotidine plays a role. Aspirin would also, and everybody gets aspirin in the hospitals too if they're not allergic to it and they don't have, you know, any risk of bleeding. But that's my guess with the famotidine. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Nobody really listens to me, but that's my guess. So we'll see. Does that mean people should preventatively take it? No, I don't want anybody taking anything preventatively. I don't want anybody trying to drop their platelets. And it doesn't happen to everybody. Just, you know, sometimes I'll notice a drop, you know, in hospital patients with it. But it's definitely something that might be considered later prophylaxis if we believe COVID does resurge, become as severe as it once was, and we think we're going to see more clot issues. You know, they've been talking about how COVID cases have been dropping. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Deaths have been rising in the Sunbelt states. And it's interesting because I was talking to a friend of mine who's an ICU nurse, and she reminded me that a lot of people in Vegas are not going back to their colder home, right, during the summer. So we get a lot of snowbirds. We get a lot of older individuals that will come down to the south for the winter, right, and then they will go back in the summer. Well, in Nevada, she had said she's noticed in the hospital that there's a lot of people that don't really live here during the summer, but they're here, so the population is higher than it normally would. Well, now extrapolate that to when you see what's going on with the Sunbelt states. Well, if you have older people that usually aren't there during the summer, and now they have their morbidity and, you know, mortality that comes associated with age, whether it's their heart attacks or their strokes or their pneumonias, etc., you're going to probably see more numbers than you would in those areas because those older people had fled to the south, right, for the winter, never got to go back upstate, or they're now, you know, kind of sitting tight, lockdown, whatever. So it kind of changes the numbers. So it's an interesting thing. And so I was really, really happy that she brought that up to me. She gets credit for thinking of that one. Okay, so now Dr. Fauci. So Dr. Fauci, oh boy, poor Dr. Fauci. Okay, so Dr. Fauci now, oh my God, every time he says something, it's just the media, just like they just take it and run with it. And Dr. Fauci says he does not foresee the U.S. mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for the general public. The latest study says only 44% of people say they would actually get the COVID vaccine if they could. So that's kind of concerning, you know, because we're spending all this money, we're spending all this time. We're praying that we could go back and open up and see a movie once again. I'd really like to see the 007 movie. And everyone's like, oh, well, we need the COVID vaccine. And yeah, people going, I'm not going to take it. I would get the COVID vaccine, but I would wait to make sure that people who need it first got it, because I don't think there's going to be enough. But what's very interesting about what Dr. Fauci said is he does not believe, okay, and this is currently, that the government is not going to mandate the COVID vaccine. Well, this is assuming we have an administration that doesn't want to force vaccination. All right, we've seen certain administrations or certain government entities, I'm not saying which side of the aisle they're on, that have no problem mandating things. They have no problem mandating power outages. They have no problem mandating you being closed. They have no problem mandating saying, you know what, we're shutting this down, or you're not going to prescribe this, or you're not going to whatever. I mean, we have, you know, certain liberties that have been taken, and I get asked so many times by people going, are they going to force the flu shot this year? Are they going to force the COVID shot? So this year, no. I don't think anybody's going to force anything. I think Trump will have a fit. I think people are already kind of antsy. People are pretty anti-government as it is right now. So they're anti-law enforcement, anti-government, which is going to be very, very interesting when we look at what happens with the election. People are anti-post office. The post office is like, how the hell do we get involved? Nobody's been even talking about the post office for 20 years. Now that we have texts and emails, all of a sudden the post office is now, you know, people want to defund the post office. People want to fund the post office. People are giving the post office some... I actually got mad at the post office because I ordered some tuna fish for, you know, a little shake-a-boo because it was shake-a-boo's birthday. So I ordered some tuna fish, and apparently it got stuck in my mailbox. So it's been heated up. It's been like cooked tuna fish. So he's not going to be happy. And he calls it tuna fish. So he's going to be very unhappy about that. So what do I think is going to happen in terms of the vaccination? So this year, we will have a vaccine. Okay, whether Russia was right about their vaccination success or not, America will get one. China will beat us. China will come up with the vaccine first, right? And we're all going to be like, I'm going to pass. So China's going to give their vaccine to whatever. We're going to probably either get it or one of our friendlier country, you know, buddies are going to have it. And then there's going to be a little bit of a fight of who gets it, you know. Does France get their vaccine if they come up with it first? Does the U.S.? So there'll be a little bit of that push and shove. They're going to have to mass produce. And they're going to mass produce probably at the same speed they mass produce COVID tests, which makes me a little nervous. And then they're going to say, all right, let's hit the nursing homes. Let's hit all the essential workers. Let's hit anybody that, you know, is going to be at high risk, which I think is going to be great. But then there's going to be the discussion of, wait a second, well, do I need it? I might be immune. I might have antibodies. And then you're going to have all this discussion on, well, do the antibodies last? Do the antibodies actually mean anything? Is the coronavirus vaccine actually, you know, keeping up with any mutations? So I think there is going to be a lot of hesitancy, and there's going to be people saying, you know what, give my vaccine to somebody else. Or, you know what, don't vaccinate me because I want to be able to take off work. I don't want anybody to think I'm vaccinated and then I have to now show up to work when other people get to stay home and Zoom work or lay out by the pool. So I think there is going to be a much bigger reluctance for the vaccine. Then it all depends what happens with the election. And if COVID persists into the spring, and we have, let's say, a Biden administration, and we're starting to go through shutdowns, I believe then we're going to start seeing mandatory vaccines. So I just, you know, hold on to your pants or hold on to your jewels, because I don't know what the hell's going to be going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For some reason, I haven't gotten banned yet. I've kind of played it safe. I know a lot of you guys have been in Facebook jail or Twitter jail. I haven't gotten banned yet. So, that's good. It's really, really hard to insult somebody's prostate. It is, because most people don't even like their prostate. So, I have a question for you guys, because this keeps coming up, where when I was watching the Democratic candidates debate, you know, they were talking about, you know, giving everybody money. You know, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, and this is called universal income, which I think is an oxymoron, because, I mean, income is something you earn, all right, you know, but we have a very, very weird economic landscape right now, and if people aren't making money and they are forced to not work, we have governments saying you're not going to work, you have to stay closed, or basically destroying the business. I mean, people still need to eat, so we've kind of made this artificial now new economy where you are really, really dependent on the government. And I'm very, like, you know, anti-government. So whether that means I'm libertarian, whether that means I'm Republican, Democrat, independent, I don't like government in my business. And so, you know, like a lot of Democrats, they don't like government in their business in terms of, like, birth control, healthcare, things like, or certain things like that. Republicans don't like government in your business when it comes to certain things. So call me a get the hell out of my, you know, business sort of thing, okay? Or stay out of my pants. Okay, that's always been a philosophy I've always had too. So I don't know if that's a political party. So Germany is going to test out universal income. Germany wants to know if they give everybody approximately $1,300 a month, are they going to A, sit on the couch, eat fast food, and stream Netflix, or whatever the equivalent is in Germany? Or, okay, maybe they don't eat fast food. Okay, maybe they eat knockers and, you know, spätzle. Oh, gosh. See, I'm part German, so spätzle is, like, really yummy. Oh, those butter noodles. Oh, my gosh, so yummy. It's a very, very heavy diet. You know, a lot of carbs and, you know, fat and stuff, but yummiest food, some of the yummiest food out there. Anyway, or are the German people who are getting the $1,300, are they actually going to give more to charity? Are they going to infuse money into the economy? Are they going to actually leave their house and try to take that money and invest it or infuse it into other businesses? So before Germany decides to go and do universal income, they're going to test it out. They're going to give 120 people money. They're just, I believe, this $1,300 a month, and then they're going to watch another, and is it 120 people? I have to double check. But they're going to look at two groups of people, and they're going to look at their behaviors, and, oh, 120 people. Yeah, 120 people, and they're going to, though, then they're going to have another group of 1,300 people who aren't going to be given the money. And they're going to compare the attitudes, compare the actions that they do. Now, this is very tricky because you kind of need, my nose is running, I apologize, you kind of need, you know, controls, you kind of need a vacuum sort of situation because, you know, if you have people that know they're being watched, they might, you know, try to overdo something. Like, you know, whenever I notice a camera, okay, so I'll take my kids into the store and they'll start acting up. So I'm like, I'm going to whip your butts, I'm going to blah, 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 I'm going to blah, 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 you know, I kind of get all, you know, parental, right? Not that I'd ever whip their butts because they know I, you know, I can't. You know, their tushies are not really easy to attack. They run faster than me, so I really can't, you know, spank them or whatever. But that's when they were younger. But I would be like, and then all of a sudden I see the camera. I'm like, oh, you know, you guys are so cute, and then I take you home, I'm going to just kick your butt. Yeah, I mean, you know, once you're on camera, you do act differently. You know, like I got a runny nose. I really want to take this Kleenex and shove it so up my nose and kind of like really clean out whatever is kind of holding the moisture. But I'm on camera, so I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to act like I'm very, very dainty with my nose. See, I'm just being very dainty. I got a piece of food in my teeth. I just really want to take my whole hand and just dig it out. But I'm not going to do that because I'm on camera. So I am a little concerned because when we do studies, we do something like called like a double blind study where the person, like if we're testing a medication, right, the person that's receiving the medication, they don't know if they're going to receive the medication or the dummy pill, the placebo. The person giving the medication doesn't know if they're giving the dummy pill or the real medication. So you don't have that bias. it's really kind of hard to do that when you're getting a $1,300 check. I mean, you're going to notice that you got the money. So I am a little nervous about that. But the fact that they're going to test it and they're going to look at people's behaviors over time. I mean, I'm sure that first week people are going to get the money and they're going to be like, you see, I am going to run on McDonald's house or I'm going to go and do this. You'll be like, yay, oh, it's a good thing. You know, because, you know, trust me, if people want the $1,300 thing to fly, they're going to make it work. But then we need to catch them when they get used to it. We need to kind of catch them 6 months in, 1 year in, and do they just not notice it? And the other thing we need to catch is what's happening with inflation. What are we seeing with the prices of everything else? You know, in America, used cars, like, went up $2,000-$3,000 easily, or was it, I forget how much of a percent. So used cars went up. I talked to you about the towel issue. I need to buy new towels because Shakey Boo pees them up. Towels were at least $10 a pop, whereas I could get a $5 bath towel. Gloves went up. Masks went up. Toiletries, I hate calling them toiletries, but stuff near the toilet that you have to clean the toilet with and sprays and things like that. Everything went up. You know, getting a haircut went up, food went up. You know, one of our buddies likes to go and get subs. I'm not going to name the place. And they also noticed what we noticed. They went and got a sub, a drink and chips, and it was $13. That's fast food. Okay, fast food's supposed to be 99-cent menu, value menu. So we're looking at $13, $14. You know, then is that $1,300 a month going to even make a difference? One of you had asked me the other day about gold. Should you buy gold? Okay, I guess. Gold is like $2,000 an ounce now. It went down and then it's going up. I think Warren Buffett was talking about buying gold or something like that. So everybody started to be like, oh, we need to buy gold. I mean, if you can afford it. You know, it stinks. I had a couple boyfriends that bought me jewelry. And I was kind of dumb because I'm like, you could just take this necklace and... Okay. Well, if there was any gold in that necklace, I should have kept it because now I could have some gold. Yeah. Corey, I always told not to buy jewelry. I was never into jewelry. I don't like to wear jewelry. I'm just not good at it. You know, I've lost, you know, rings. I've lost necklaces. I'm just not good with jewelry. Maybe I like to wear earrings once in a while. So all these years, I didn't have them buy me jewelry. So if you were married to somebody who bought you some gold, you got a little treasure chest. We don't. I told hubby to buy me steak or bring me chocolate or, you know, take me to the movies or, I don't know, you know, give me some waders so we could go fly fishing. Actually, I didn't ask for it. I just got it. Give me a bowling ball. So I don't have gold. I don't really have gold. So gold, silver could be a smart buy. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with inflation. You can only do so much when you're just, you know, flipping dollars at everybody. You know, it's going to really depend on the administration and who gets in. If it is going to be a Biden administration, I think they are going to try to move forward with, you know, free college and universal health care and universal this. And so, you know, as we move towards, you know, a more socialized country, we're going to notice that the value of the dollar drops. So that is concerning. But I want to hear from you. And I know I kind of gave my opinion, but I really want to hear from you guys. All right. So, you know, should the U.S. consider universal income by giving people money, a finite amount to people who are poor, right? Or not even poor, just, you know, people that fall under a certain range. And then how much? You know, when I'm looking at this thing in Germany, I'm hearing $1,300 a month. $1,300 a month, if you're renting a room, you know, and it's not your, I mean, $1,300 a month in Vegas, you know, some of the two-bedroom apartments are $1,300. I mean, and now with the power bills and the water bills and your car and car insurance, $1,300 is really not going to cover anything. But, you know, I'm really big on also incentive. And, you know, when I moved out of the house when I was 18 and I had to support myself and I needed to eat, you bet your butt I worked extra shifts because I wanted to eat. And the more I worked, the more I could eat. You know, and I know we don't have places to work right now. So that kind of muddies the water. But, you know, I mean, do we really need incentive or, you know, is it moot at this point? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.